Let us pray. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you. Through the power of the Spirit, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. When I was in my early 20s, I remember when someone asked, when I was asked if I read books. I used to scoff at that question and say that books were a waste of time, so I watched movies and TV instead. So when I'm reading our Proverbs today, how long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing? And fools hate knowledge? O man, do I understand the meaning of these words? Life at that time was simple and carefree. Would I want to live through it again, making the same mistakes and blunders that I did? Well, no, because calamities and distress certainly did strike like a storm, and I was always caught off guard when they did. But I do treasure the memory of carefree living. Then, when I was about the age of 24, I had a moment of awakening. I became tired of walking through life with a blindfold. I can't remember what came first, the books or the introduction to psychology class at Ryerson. But soon I became really excited about studying. I loved learning psychology because I began to understand myself. In fact, I absolutely loved discovering myself and learning about myself, to begin to know myself and how some of my decisions came to be. In one instance, we studied how TV advertisement forms subconscious desires and guides our consumer decisions. And boy, was I mad when I understood my decisions. That was a wake-up moment for me. Around this time, as I was studying, I also met my friend whom I haven't seen for a few years now. This friend was also enrolled into psychology studies at Ryerson, but did so full-time, so we never crossed paths. By this time, she was in her third year. So I was actually quite excited to talk to her and see where things were going with her. After all, I thought that life of a fellow student should be improving by leaps and bounds as well. I can't remember how, but our conversation steered to driving. I know I am a good driver, said my friend. Oh, that's great, I said. Well, how do you know that? Well, the friend said, I can text and drive at the same time. I was dumbstruck for a moment, but this certainly got my attention. Mind you, as a disclaimer, this was happening at the time when texting was becoming a thing and destructive driving laws that make cell phone use while driving a punishable offense did not come into force a long time ago. For the next 3 hours, I was trying to understand how was it that this friend thought that driving while texting was a good idea. Of course, none of my reasoning got through. My friend remained adamant that texting and driving was okay so long as she was sending a text before she was hitting gas and starting texting before she was hitting brake at the intersection. And that was a hallmark of a good driver. I finally gave up and went away. The Proverbs, however harsh that may be, 12:15, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. I wasn't wise when I was trying to give advice at that time. At least I didn't consider myself. I just simply had years of driving experience and a very big list of poor choices. So we met again about a few months later, and by that time, my friend was in a car accident. What happened, I said. Well, I was doing what I always do, slowing down before the intersection, and I bent down to get my phone when that no good driver at the front suddenly hit the brakes. Well, he shouldn't have. It was all his fault. Because otherwise, I was doing everything I have been doing before. Of course it was, I thought as I walked away from that conversation. Around the same time, I suddenly understood that there is a reason why we have two words in our language. Intelligence, often used in our culture, and wisdom, often and mostly used in our biblical writings. In the dictionary, intelligence is defined as capacity for learning, reasoning, understanding, and similar forms of mental activity. Aptitude for grasping truth, relationships, facts, and meanings. A good and complete and rounded definition. Certainly, a person who was doing really well in school had to be intelligent. But wisdom is defined as quality or state of being wise, knowledge of what is true and right, coupled with just judgment to action, discernment, and insight. Interestingly, in our scripture, the word intelligence is not used often, or if ever. And judging by the definition, intelligence and wisdom are not synonyms, rather they complement each other. Our reading from James today stops just short of what is a good description and contrast of the two. In chapter 13, James goes on to say, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that come from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom," and it is used in brackets here, "does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and it says demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere." Intelligence, or as James writes, wisdom in brackets, I think, describes human capacity for learning and accumulating knowledge. Wisdom, in contrast, is the capacity to discern what is true or right, coupled with judgment as to action. And it has its source in God. Intelligence by itself is a tool, similar to the tongue of which James speaks today. With the tongue, James says, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing, and it ought not to be so. As such, the tongue of which James speaks today is a, I think, manifestation of my inner core. The tongue makes appearance the forces that are swirling within me. It is good to watch my tongue and the words that come out of my mouth, because they are a good indicator of my subconsciousness. And when I watch my words, it is good to ask myself, am I driven by intelligence alone, armed with knowledge, and driven by selfish ambition and envy? Or am I guided by the holy wisdom of God, humble in the full knowledge of my limitations, and always seeking the light of God to direct me through life? It is with these questions that I would like us to end our reflection today and take time to discern our minds and hearts, and to take a moment to ask God to fill our minds and hearts with His wisdom to guide us in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in You we live and move and have our being. Fill us with Your wisdom. May she guide and govern us by Your Holy Spirit, that in all the cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget You, but may remember that we are walking in Your sight through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen.